AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Some very severe and dangerous weather in Texas and Oklahoma. National Weather Service meteorologist John Hart says San Antonio is one area of Texas that's getting too much rain.
The Blanco River in that area is out of its banks, and bridges are being washed away, and pretty catastrophic flooding in some areas.
In fact, the residents of the tiny community of Wimberley, Texas, near the Blanco River, are being urged to evacuate. Massive flooding in parts of Oklahoma as well, where at one point 15 highways were shut down because of the high water. And meteorologist John Hart says that's not all.
Several brief but potentially dangerous tornadoes occurred across parts of central Oklahoma. I believe we've had about a half dozen reports of brief touchdowns in that area. Some of them produced some damage of homes and businesses and trees and so forth.
Protests, arrests in Cleveland overnight, but no serious trouble that we know of after a white police officer was cleared of charges in the killings of a black man and woman. Our Andrew Welsh Huggins says several of the arrests were in night spot dining areas.
It's a bit of a surreal scene in that in some situations you have diners at different restaurants actually sitting and watching this go on as people are arguing with police, in some cases being protested.
An Iranian nuclear negotiator says his team has agreed to grant UN inspectors managed access to military sites as part of a deal over Iran's contested program. Earlier, Iran's supreme leader had said there would be no inspections. To Russia now, where a new law gives President Vladimir Putin's government the power to shut down foreign organizations it declares undesirable. Washington says it's troubled. Rights groups say Moscow is squeezing civil society. This is AP Radio News. The Islamic State group is recruiting in Afghanistan, according to the commander of international forces there. Here's our Ed Donahue.
General John Campbell says the Islamic State group is making progress but is not active yet in Afghanistan.
There's many Taliban that have become disenfranchised with Mullah Omar, where they're going. They see this as an opportunity to maybe gain more resources.
And from what he's hearing, Afghans and the Islamic State group are not a good mix.
There's a different ideology of where you were in Syria and Iraq. In fact, Taliban and Daesh reports them fighting each other.
But some Afghan officials, including President Ashraf Ghani, have said the Islamic State group does have an active presence in Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue.
A militant video appears to show a Chinese tourist kidnapped in Pakistan a year ago by the Taliban. He's asking his government to help free him. He asked the government to agree to ransom demands but doesn't say what they are. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.